Milo's Pro Rewards members. Go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, I'm Ethan, otherwise known as FlabsXC Gaming.
I am your host, Jeevens Feebens, also known as John. How's it going today?
Doing well, I suppose. We just came off the cups of the Provokers, the musical, so... Obviously, it's the same day, so I haven't worked on it past that point, but when you get this episode, I definitely would have, so.
Indeed. So, since it's been, like, 5 minutes since last recording, I feel like we just scoot past the small talk, unless you have anything to add.
No, I mean, outside of that, maybe the FNAF movie was awesome, or maybe it sucks. I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping it's good, obviously, going into a bit of optimism, but... And when you guys hear this, it is, like, January, like, 12th or something. I don't know what it'd be just quite yet. Because we have two episodes, because this is December 15th. We have two episodes coming that are ready. So we have the 19th and the 26th already. We just did the musical, which would be the second. So it's coming out on January 9th, basically. So the first week, the first full week of January has passed, or is ending, as I should say. I am probably in the middle of a job, like a training, I guess. Hopefully, anyway. So that's the plan. So that's all I really got.
Yeah, for me at this point, I'm well into my winter break, and I'll probably be doing streaming stuff or whatnot. I don't know. I can't see the future. But do you have any headlines for us today?
No, nothing good. There's been a couple of attacks that I don't really want to talk about because they're upsetting. So outside of like just some bad stuff, I guess not really. You know what? I can talk about this. I kind of talked about this a little bit. So obviously everyone knows that Markiplier's Iron Lung movie is coming out. We kind of knew that already, but I watched I guess it was a stream or is it, or no, it was a video. It looked like he was on stream maybe when it happened or something. I don't know. But he's talking about like there's a map where you can see all the theaters where Iron Lung is showing. And Mark literally cried because a lot of the movies, a lot of the theaters are saying that they're not showing the movie. And it's because they are completely sold out of tickets. They don't have any more seats left so that they took it off the map. And there's so many theaters where that was the case. And so he was literally getting really emotional, and I was really happy for him because that is incredible. Like, I think, because Iron Lung comes out technically next year. Obviously, it's coming soon, but it's next year by that point. I think that, honestly, in terms of box office opening day, it's gotta be, like, the most grossing movie. Maybe the Mario Galaxy might come close, but... I don't know, if the theaters are already saying, hey, we have, like, because remember, theaters, like, show the movie for, like, a couple weeks. They're saying, hey, we have no seats. We have nothing for you. Go somewhere. You have to go somewhere else because we can't even hold you for this thing unless, obviously, if someone refunds their ticket or they lose their ticket, whatever, then more spots, like, that one spot would open up or something. But, yeah, if your theater near you has tickets, then... get them now because they might not have tickets in the next week or so because people are really excited to watch it. So I am, right. It's probably one of those movies I would watch. I think this is, I'm including the FNAF movie in this, but this coming 2026 is going to be a decent year for movies because I'm going to, again, like I said, I'm lumping FNAF. So the FNAF 2 movie, we got the Super Mario Bros. Movie, or sorry, Super Mario Galaxy movie. Definitely going to want to watch that. Then we got, what's it called? Doomsday, if they don't push it back again. So that's going to be pretty incredible. And then we'd have Iron Lung. So there's going to be a really good movie year, which, again, I don't watch movies that often. And so if I'm saying it's going to be a good movie year, then for you guys, you might be like, well, of course, we got this. So
I do watch a good amount of movies myself as well. And, like, I'm looking ahead. I'm like, man, there's gonna be movies in July. There's movies in January. There's gonna be movies all year that I'm like excited for, because I'm excited for Iron Lung. The theater near me is showing it, so I should probably get my tickets soon because if people are selling out, I miss out.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you don't want to miss out. I think there's another thing that made him tear up too is that all the theaters near him weren't saying they said they're out or something, and so he was getting really emotional about that part too, because he's like, he was so happy that even near him was happening. So I think the video's titled, I didn't think this could happen, and what the title's talking about is they his fans. I don't know why he underestimates his fans, because this happened before, and I'll get to it in a second. They crashed the website for the Iron Lung showings. They crashed it because there was so much traffic that it just crashed. And this has happened before when he made his OnlyFans as a... I forgot what the requirement was. The Tractable had to be the number one podcast on, I think, Spotify and then something else. Whatever the requirements was, they reached the requirements pretty quickly. And so he had to make an OnlyFans. It was like a tasteful nudes, I think is what it was. I don't know. I didn't get it. Why did it sound like you're about to say, well, I did? Like, that's what it sounded like you're about to say. But yeah, they crashed the OnlyFans, the website, because everyone flocked to that. Because obviously they did. And so while this one's a bit more, to me, makes a bit more sense, it's still like, I don't think he's purposely underestimating. I just think he wasn't sure it'd be this crazy. So that's what the video is titled. But in that video, he talks about how a lot of the theaters that he's looking at are saying they're not showing it, when in reality, they're not showing it. They're showing it, but they can't say, they're like, oh, we don't have a seat for you. So that's incredible. So good for him, and that's my headline.
That's a good headline, because like I said, I'm quite excited to see it. Bought the game on Steam to play before I go see the movie, you know?
Yep, makes sense.
So I think it'll be good.
Yeah, I still haven't bought the game yet. I need to do that.
It was on sale. Huge sale, but it's already not super expensive, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting for the Steam Christmas sale, which I think is right around the corner. I'm just waiting for that.
That's fair. Well, do you have a creative showcase for us today?
I do, and like I said in the last episode, I'm actually out of email, so if you guys want to send an email to us, head on over to the Provokers Podcast website and go to the contact page, and the contact page has the email that you can send your emails to. Make sure you specify in your email if you want me to read it on the podcast. That way I know to pick that one. So today I have a creator showcase, and the creator is, it's written by SRV. And that's what it is. So it's written, the word written, by BY and then SRV. And what this channel does is they do a bunch of like motivational content. And I think it's really important, especially the reason I kind of picked this is because it's coming out early January, is a lot of like the most depressing time statistically is Christmas and New Year's, because unfortunately a lot of people are alone. A lot of people have lost someone during that time. And so it doesn't help obviously that they're gone now or whatever. And so motivation is really in short supply in this time of the year. So, and also it's a new year, so you're like, oh great, another full year of garbage. So it's also that for a lot of people as well. And so this this person promotes a lot of motivational content. So some of the things I'm looking at now is like rare words that have deep meanings, the moment the universe finally made sense, which is talking about like that you don't have to make everyone happy and like that kind of thing. Deep feelings you never knew you had, like things that you cared about as a child. Like, it also harpens back to nostalgic as well. But it has a lot to do with like the deep meaning thing. It has a lot to do with like the meanings that you carry throughout life, and like that kind of thing. So go check it out if you need some motivation in your life. So written by SRV.
Very nice, very nice. Well, if that is all, let's get into the topic today. That's what we do here. We have a topic.
Yes.
And today, we're doing Towers again. I think we did this one before.
Yeah, let's go Tower Hour.
Okay, I was gonna say, I don't remember what the name of it, but do you want to give the viewers or the listeners or whatever you want to call them recap as to what this game is all about?
You see, I could, or I could make them pay me to tell me what that is, and then I just create like a monopoly and I just own everything.
Okay, well that's an idea, but I think we'll put a pin in that and
You
we'll
put a
just
pin
do
in them.
the next one
Yeah.
later.
So, Towers, if you didn't listen to the Tower Hour episode, which, if you didn't, why are you watching the second one? I mean, maybe just. Are you the type of person that watches season two before season one in terms of like TV shows and stuff? Like, what are you doing? You're the problem in society. But anyway, if you're not like that, then Towers, just to recap, is basically what's going to happen is, since it's only two of us, one person's going to pick a tower, and the tower's going to have a category. So, let's say the category is. Streaming services, right? And then John's gonna tell me that he's made his tower. He's not gonna tell me that it's streaming services, obviously. And I'm gonna say, give me a balloon. And John's like, you cannot have a balloon because it's not a streaming service. And then I'll say, give me Pluto TV. And then I'll be like, oh, you can have that one. And basically, I get 10 tries, and there's five slots I can fill on the, I have to fill five slots on his tower. So, and if I don't, by the time I get to the 10 tries, I lose and I will be sad. And then obviously vice versa for John. So that'd be how it works.
Indeed. That is how it works. Well, since I'm the host, I'll design a tower. Let me think of one real quick. I've got it.
All right, give me fettuccine Alfredo.
That you cannot have.
What? Unbelievable. This is a fake Italian we have in the room right now. Okay, fine then. Give me Jeebens Feebens.
No, I can't have
What do you
that
mean?
one.
What do you mean I can't have it? This is bullshit the movie. Give me Percy Jackson.
Sadly, I will have to give you that one.
Okay.
That is.
I was gonna say if you didn't give me that one either, I was like, this John's made a fake tower. His tower doesn't exist actually. Okay, we got that. So obviously, by the way, Percy Jackson, the way we did it in the original episode is if you got something right, it didn't count as a wrong guess. You get 10 wrong guesses. Or maybe it was 10 seems too high. What did we do? Maybe we did. We'll start off with 10, but if we see it being too easy, we'll shorten it. Because I can't exactly remember. Because 10
Right.
feels too much, but I don't know what it would have been otherwise. It wasn't 5. Unless it was, and we just played it on hard mode or something. Okay, so I got Percy Jackson. I'm going to say Mice and Men, the book.
I don't think I can give you that one.
Really? What's. Okay. I don't know anything about the Percy Jackson show. Oh, maybe. Oh, wait. Maybe it's shows, because isn't there a show or movie about that? Okay, hang on. Wait. If the tower is so specific, like. Shows that were based on movies. Okay, well then this would be correct if that's the case. I'm gonna say Harry Potter.
Yep, Harry Potter.
Okay, is it's gotta be, it's either shows just by itself or it's shows inspired by books or vice versa, whatever it is. So I'm gonna does comic book count as a book? I guess, kinda. I'm gonna throw it out there to see what the differential thing is. I'm gonna say Spider-Man because Spider-Man has a bunch of comics which could count as books, and then obviously made shows after it. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll give it to you.
Okay, so maybe it is literally books or shows that are based on books. Okay, so I only need two more then. So Mice and Men must not have been made. I mean, John said it sucked, so that's maybe why I didn't make it to a show or something. I'm gonna say similar situation to Spider-Man. I'm gonna say Flash because they made so many shows with him. So,
Yep, you get that
okay,
one.
I might. It's funny because when I was re-listening to Towers, I haven't done it recently. We got a lot of the times we got the tower without actually knowing the exact category. It was really funny. I wonder if that's happening here because I'm wondering if I'm getting it. I just don't have the topic or I don't have the actual category that he has. Okay, well. I only need one more. I still have a ton of different guesses. I kind of get the gist of what I'm supposed to say, but whether I understand the category is another story. I'm gonna say the Provokers Podcast.
Not quite.
Damn it. Okay, so it's not just shows then. It's gotta be the book. connection then. Or maybe I'm just completely a buffoon. I don't know. Although I guess there's a difference between shows and TV series, so it could just be TV series as well. Because Performers Podcast is an amazing show, but it's not a TV series. Not yet, anyway. It probably won't ever be. Don't get your hopes up. There's another thing that was... Oh, you know, I'm going to go with Moby Dick, because they made a thing about that.
Let me just double check, you know. I mean, I touched your judgment and all.
I wonder if it's a movie and not a show. I think it's a movie. So that would actually give me a bit more information, I guess.
Well, I will give it to you.
Oh, you do? Okay. Okay, so I got the tower, but was I correct on the category even a little bit?
Well, you were very close. It's it was movies that were an adaptation of something. And the reason I said sadly is the Percy Jackson one is because the Percy Jackson the movie sucks ass. It's so bad. But they also have a TV show, and that one I quite enjoy. So.
I see. Yeah, originally I was thinking books because Percy Jackson is a book. But when you said Mice and Men, it was a no. I'm like, well, it can't just be just books then.
So, yeah, I could be completely lying about that one. They might have a movie. I didn't look it up.
Well, so. You said it sucks, so I'm assuming they don't, but.
Yeah, I didn't love it, but...
Okay, so it's my turn to craft a tower. I have made it.
All right. Well, I think I will have to ask for a pizza.
You cannot have pizza.
Hey, I was hungry. Okay. Give me Markiplier.
You cannot have Markiplier.
Dang it. give me the Provokers podcast.
It should be, but you cannot have that, unfortunately.
Dang it. Okay, it should be. Okay, that's good idea. Keep that in mind. We'll go with give me Undertale.
You cannot have Undertale.
Okay. I'm doing so great. I have nothing.
you're almost at half your guesses and you have nothing.
Yeah, so as I have my guesses, I have nothing. Give me Christmas.
You cannot have Christmas.
Dang. This is just like Grinch all over again.
This is like what again?
The Grinch.
The bridge?
The Grinch.
Oh, the Grinch. I thought I heard bridge. That's why I was confused. I heard bridge.
No.
All right, well, you got half your guesses. You only got five more.
Well, I think I'll do quite terribly. give me McDonald's.
You cannot have McDonald's.
I can't.
Because it's too expensive.
I told you I was hungry.
I didn't care.
Okay, well, we got four left. We're doing great. give me papyrus.
You cannot have papyrus. I was going to say, once you get one, you're going to get the rest of the tower, but it's just whether you get the first one.
Yeah. So you couldn't have Markiplier, you couldn't have papyrus, you couldn't have food, couldn't have restaurants. Have I done movie? Give me Shawshank Redemption. That's a good one.
You cannot have Shawshank Redemption.
Okay. So it's probably not a movie, but it could be. But it also probably not. man, I am doing terribly. okay, that didn't work. Let's see. Give me The Shining. Could be a book.
You cannot have The Shining.
Dang.
You only got one more, man. You gotta get it on this one.
Okay, well.
Maybe 10 is a good number. I don't know what we did in the first episode, but we're gonna make it 10, because obviously, I mean, I got lucky with mine, so.
Mm-hmm. Give me coffee.
You cannot have coffee.
What was it?
So the tower I made was states. So New York, New Jersey, Florida. Like I said, if you had gotten it, I mean, maybe not exactly, because states have so much in them that it could have been any specific thing.
Right.
But I went general with states. So if you had said like Florida or Virginia, I would say, oh yeah, you can have that. And then I was like, oh, he's gonna get the rest after that, because even if he doesn't know the exact category, he could just say states and get them all. So, that's why I said if you got even one, you would get the rest of the tower. But luckily, I stopped you, so you didn't get it, so I win.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
All right, well, your tower again.
Okay, I got one.
All right, give me fettuccine Alfredo. It's got to work one of these times.
Well, it might work one of these times, but not this time.
Damn it! He said he was hungry and he lied to me. I'm going to give me a PS4.
I cannot do that.
Why not? But I want it. Give me
money.
Give me my part. Give me my PS4. Give me YouTube.
No, can't give you that.
Damn. Give me water. But I'm dying.
That's me. Yeah.
Sucks. Can't guess I'll die. Okay. Give me the United States of America.
And
well, this tower is bullshit. There's nothing to get out of this tower. It sucks. It sucks. Give me the Provokers podcast. That's gotta work one of these times.
No.
This tower is dumb and I refute it. This is garbage. Give me Spotify.
No.
This is rigged against me, actually. This is the government's in on this. This is stupid. Okay, hang on. Let's look back at our guesses here. So it can't be any type of food. It can't be anything like containing certain colors, like white, because it's fettuccine Alfredo. What else did I say? YouTube is like red and white, so it can't be those colors. What else did I say? I said PS4, so it can't be a console or like a gaming system. It can't be. I mean, these are really specific though. It could be more broader than I think it is. The Provokers podcast, so it can't be anything good.
That's what I feel like. That's
what do you mean, man? Water, so it's not liquid, because if it was liquids, he would have to give it to me. Now, it could be more precise liquids, like alcohol, which I doubt he picked. Give me paper.
I don't think I'll give you that.
You don't think you can give it to me? Wait a minute. We're getting them. Hang on, guys. Tap into our brains. But it was closer than the other ones were. Because he would just shot it down immediately with all the other ones. But the paper, he was thinking about it for a second. So that means things you can throw at a baby. That could be it.
Well, you can throw anything at a baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to give me everything besides like digital stuff that I've said so far. YouTube encompasses a lot though, so it can't be any of those super subcategories. I'm not even sure what this is, man. It also can't be like super broad, like drinks, because he'd have to give me water. It can't be. Well, here let's knock out like literally anything you can write with. Let's go with pen. Give me a pen.
No, I don't think I can.
This is garbage. This is bullshit, and it's everything, and I hate it. And this sucks. This topic sucks. Okay, so it can't be any writing utensil. Okay, we're gonna go with give me Percy Jackson again.
No.
Damn it. Okay. Well, I think I only got one more guess. Is it the same situation as John? I suck ass. I have nothing. I mean, when I said if it's not the Provokers podcast, it can't be good. John sounded like he sounded like he disagreed with that one, which means he must think this thing that's on his list or on his tower is good. And it's somehow not fettuccine Alfredo, so I feel like I've just been lied to him this entire time we've been doing this podcast, really. He said he was hungry, then he didn't put it, it wasn't food related, so like that's just been, I've just been lied to it that way. You know. I'm gonna say, give me for my last guess. Give me a boat.
No.
What's your stupid tower? It sucks anyway, bro.
It was Christmas decorations.
Why? This isn't even taking place in Christmas.
I mean, we're recording this around Christmas, so that's what I thought of.
Wait a minute. Oh, hold up. Wait a minute. Some may write. Paper, there's a lot of paper ornaments.
Yeah, but like paper, I didn't feel like fit, you know? Like, if I'm like, oh, what's your favorite Christmas decoration? You said paper? I'd be like, no, that's not
okay, decoration. I didn't say plain paper. I just said paper because we actually have, you know, those lights from or those lanterns from Tangled? We made, I didn't have any part in it. Someone made, my sister made those out of paper. So you just colored it and penciled it in. I feel like I was cheated. I feel like I was cheated. And I am going to actually give 5 points to myself, even though I can't do that. But I'm going to do it anyway. So I'm gonna reach all the way. I'm going to do a comic style thing. I'm going to reach all the way into Virginia with my totally stretchy hand that I have. I'm going to steal the points out of John's cauldron and just put them in my cauldron type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. Well, I'm gonna make my tower super hard now just to spite you. And so, good luck.
Okay. I'm gonna say, give me the Provokers.
While the Provokers is amazing, you can't have it.
Dang. Okay, not a podcast. That's for sure. Not a hilarious comedy podcast, to be more specific. Mm. Not a podcast that features us, so it probably doesn't feature us. Very smart. We're gonna go with give me water.
You cannot have water. You will have to die.
Yeah, I guess that'll have to happen. Give me a band.
You cannot have a band.
Okay, well, we're doing so great. We're amazing at this game. Doing so good. Give me Undertale.
You cannot have Undertale.
Give me YouTube.
You cannot have YouTube, although I wouldn't be surprised if YouTube could be on the tower in 20 years.
Fascinating. I'm going to move away from what I was thinking about, because that's probably not what it is. We shall go to Netflix.
You cannot have Netflix.
Can you give me Marvel?
You cannot have Marvel.
Okay, because I was thinking like things like maybe owned by Disney because they own everything, and maybe in 20 years they own YouTube, so that's what I'm thinking.
I think that'd be the darkest day of humanity if that happens.
Indeed. Let's see. Give me a car.
You cannot have a car.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to lose this one. I have two more guesses, I believe.
Yep, two more.
Is that?
Yeah, two more.
Okay. Give me a horror movie.
You cannot have a horror movie.
Give me Lasagna.
You cannot have Lasagna. Poor lasagna, really. All right, so the tower was Chain Coffee Shops, John. And you should have said Dunkin', and you never did. So who really are you, you know?
Yes, indeed.
So if you're people wondering out there, like, oh, there's not five of those. Yes, there is. Just pay attention to the life you're in right now. There's more than just Dunkin' and Starbucks.
Really? I thought it was just Dunkin'.
Well, I mean, Dunkin's the only one that matters, but there's more than that than that's out there, so.
Yes.
All right, well, time to lose again.
Yes. Let me think of one. It's formulating. I've got it.
All right. It took him a long time to build this one more than the other ones, which means that he's thinking about the previous ones that we've had so far and the previous answers we've given, which means that the answer that's got to be on his tower is Fettuccine Alfredo.
There you go, that one. No.
This is stupid. This is dumb. He's cheating. Fine, I'm going to go paper again since I was cheated out of it last time.
No.
Whatever. If I find out it was paper was right again, I will throw a giant paper airplane in your direction. Give me the sun.
Yep, no, I can't do that.
Okay, well, I guess I'm flying into the sun then. Give me. I'm not saying. No, okay, hang on, wait. Don't take this in any other way than the way that it's said. Wait, hang on. Don't take this. Literally, remove your brain from your head right now before this goes awful in every direction. I can't think of it any other way, though. I can't. I'm just not going to go there. It's probably wrong anyway. If it's right, I'm going to blow a fuse. It's fine.
Okay, then.
It's nothing like bad necessarily. It's just the way I'd have to word it. It would be you could go down a certain avenue. So we're just not gonna go with it. Like I said, it's probably wrong anyway. Give me Jurassic Park.
No, I cannot do that.
Give me a park.
No.
Give me Rosa Parks.
I mean, I feel like. You gotta get it in a circle, so no.
This is stupid. What? It's come on. You tell me it's not a person. It's not. Well, I guess it'd be more general. But obviously, it's not the categories like humans. It's not a landmark. It's not a movie. It's not food. John just continues to lie to me that he's hungry because it's just regard. I think that was a war tactic to make me think that it's gonna be food. At one of these times when really he's never going to even pick food as one of his categories. And it's just a psychological war tactic is what it really is. We need to elect John for being a war criminal. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't think that is a war crime.
It is now. Give me... Did I already say a restaurant yet? I'm thinking so fine-tuned is the problem. Give me a TV.
No.
Fine. And they want one anyway. I think I have three guesses left. Man, this is going great. Give me a kitty cat.
Yeah, you can have that.
I was waiting for you to say no, and I was gonna be like, how dare you? But okay. You actually gave it to me. Just for the sake of testing, and I'm gonna say give me a dog.
Yeah, you can have that one too.
I might not know the category, but I'm at least getting answers, so give me a bird.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
I think these are pets. Because I was going to say bear, and then I'm like, wait, if it's not pets, he's going to say no to that. So pets, you can have... I wouldn't ever do this, but people have pet snakes, so I'm going to say a snake.
You cannot have that.
Okay. This makes me think it's animals with four legs. Because cats have four legs, dogs have four legs. Well, birds don't have four legs. Wait a minute. So it can't be that.
Freaky-ass bird.
What was that?
So that's a freaky-ass bird. Yeah,
it's a nightmare fuel bird. Okay, well, wait a minute then. Is it just, like, household pets? Because I guess you wouldn't have your snake in the house. I'm going to say, give me a rabbit.
Yeah, you can have a rabbit.
Okay, I'm not sure I know what this category is, but I only need... So I got cat, dog, rabbit, so I need two more.
Oh, you got bird as well.
Oh, I got bird. Okay, so I only need one more then. I'm not sure I totally understand what the category is, because I thought it was pets, but if you said no to snake... Because people have pet snakes. Again, never would do that personally, but a lot of people do. But then I was thinking it's four legs, but that can't be true because birds on there. I mean, I'm one away. If I keep going with the idea that it's household pets, I can go with it. What else is another household pet? I mean, guinea pig, I guess. That would have the four legs, though. I mean, I got like three less guesses left still, so I'll both say guinea pig.
No.
What? What is this stupid category? Wait, hang on, wait. Is it letters? Wait, no. Cat, dog, bird is four, so it can't be like... Unless it's like under five letters or something. But snake would be five letters. What is this category, man? Is it... Wait a minute. Maybe domestic animals. That could be it. Well, wait, doesn't domestic animals just mean you've... domesticated them? Isn't that what that literally means? So, I don't know. I still don't think I'd get the category. I'm going to say a horse.
Well, you did not get the category, but you did get a horse. So.
Okay. I don't know what the category is. I'm just going... My guess was household pets, but that kind of got thrown out the window, so I don't know what it is.
It was animals in Minecraft.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's no snakes. So, if I said bear, that would have been wrong anyway. So, even regardless of what I thought it was,
Well, it is polar bears.
No, but if about that's about, I would have had to specify a polar bear. If I just said bear, you can it's you'd have to assume it's a black bear. What else did I say that was wrong? Oh, guinea pigs aren't in there either. So yeah, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that would not have been a category I would have guessed, but I was just thinking of like household pets, and then you're like, you can't have a snake. I'm like, why not? People have that as a pet.
Well, they shouldn't.
They shouldn't. I agree, but no. Okay, next for my tower. I got my tower. I locked it in.
Okay, well, I will say, give me the Provokers podcast.
Again, because you tricked me with food, I'm tricking you with this. So you can keep trying it all you want. And while I say that the Provokers podcast is the best podcast on the face of the earth, it's not. You can't have it. So,
dang it. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Give me Fettuccine Alfredo.
You cannot have Fettuccine Alfredo.
Dang it. Well, yeah, I keep guessing it. It's a good guess regardless. Undertale. Give me Undertale.
You cannot have Undertale.
Give me water.
Pretty sure no.
Interesting.
I'm almost 99% sure no, but yeah. I'm going
to
say no.
That gives me something. That gives me more information than I had before. Because it can't be watered, right? Because you didn't give it to me. But it has to be near the realm of it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to say, give me plumbing.
Plumbing? Like the act of plumbing?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have that.
Dang. So it's like near water.
That's actually the worst answer you've given for this.
Interesting. Give me the moon.
Again, I'm pretty sure no.
Okay, pretty sure. Can't moon, can't water. So it can't be anything good. Because the podcast also didn't work. interesting.
I think you have four more guesses left, right? I'm counting that right?
Four more guesses.
Yeah, I've been counting since you started. I'm pretty sure it's four. You said Fettuccine Alfredo. You said, what was the first thing? The Frogger's podcast, you said. Fettuccine Alfredo. Water. Then you said, what else did you say?
Oh, Undertale.
Undertale, then that. So yeah. Well, so five then, right? Or am I missing? Or then what you just said. What did you just say?
I just said the moon.
Oh, the moon. So maybe it is five. Okay, maybe, whatever. Yeah, you're at least halfway there. I know that.
Yeah, okay.
We'll say five, just because you're sucking so bad.
Indeed. give me the sun.
No.
Give me
iron. No.
Okay. I am very confusal.
Confusal? That's a new one.
Give me a car.
You cannot have a car.
Dang. I think that's it. Let's do it one more.
You have one more.
Okay. Give me Spotify.
No, you cannot have Spotify. So, this was one where if you got a couple, it wouldn't have been because you knew what the category was, but somehow you didn't get any, actually. And it's common candle scents. And the reason I didn't just go with candle scents is because there's candle scents for everything now. There's bacon ones. There's like, I'm sure there'd be a moon one somewhere because the moon just smells like burnt steak, apparently. So, like, that's why I didn't include those, because literally anything probably is a smell. Like, the Provokers podcast could be made into a candle. You never know. And so that's why it's one with common candle scents. So if you said, like, lemon, lavender, like, a lot, like the ones you know, like the ones that are commonplace, right? So.
Right. That makes sense.
And the reason I said I'm pretty sure no to water is because water doesn't smell like anything. So if there is a common water scent, then that doesn't make any sense. But I did look it up, and it's not. There is a water, quote-unquote water candle, but it's a box with nothing in it. It's a joke. So it doesn't actually exist.
Right, like the ocean would be, I'd say, is a candle scent.
That's, yeah, if you had said the ocean, I would have gave it to you, because it's ocean. They call it like ocean scent or something, whatever they call it.
Right. So. Okay, that's a good one. That's not a bad one. I'm not mad. Even though I suck ass at this game, apparently.
Yeah, you haven't gotten one yet, man. I've gotten two of your tires. You're losing, man.
Indeed.
All right.
I'm gonna go with
something.
But I can't go with that one because then you'll just immediately know.
Is it fettuccine Alfredo, John? Is it fettuccine Alfredo?
I'm gonna go with this one.
Damn it! My plan didn't work. I'm listening. I gotta do it. Give me fettuccine Alfredo.
Sadly, no.
It was worth it. It was worth the guess. Give me Minecraft, the game.
No.
What? give me India.
No.
Okay, so it's not a country then. So that eliminates every of all of those. Give me Flabzexy Gaming. An amazing channel, by the way.
I agree that's an amazing channel, but I still cannot give it to you.
Unacceptable. He would be furious if he was here.
Indeed, indeed.
give me Freddy Fazbear.
No.
Fine. I want Freddy. I don't. Freddy's the basic of the bunch anyway. You like it?
He is.
Give me a sea turtle.
No.
Well, this is a stupid tower. If I had to, you know, if I review this tower, it's a 2 out of 10. give me, man, give me a kitty cat again.
No.
How could you? This tower definitely sucks. It's actually dropped down to a 1 out of 10 now, because the kitty cat couldn't make it up there. So it's like you're losing points by the second here.
It's not my fault.
Yes, it is. You picked the tower. You picked a cat. A discriminatory cat tower. That's what I'll say.
Right.
Give me Spooderman.
No, allow it.
You allow it? Meaning it's on there?
Yep.
Wait a minute. Hang on. I got something. I got the fish be biting. Spider-Man, he said he'll give it to me. Or he'll allow it, is what he said. Which means it's probably not at all correct with the category necessarily, but it's by technicality correct, so he has to give it to me. Give me a tomato.
No, can't do that.
Again, I was thinking maybe the color red, and since Spider-Man is partially red, he has other colors on him, he had to give it to me. I wonder, it can't be like actors necessarily, because he couldn't have given me Spider-Man. Spider-Man's not an actual actor, it's a character. So it can't be that.
You don't know that.
If someone's legal name is Spider-Man, then I feel like they need to actually play Spider-Man. Why would you name yourself that? And also, I don't think you can name, at least in the US, I don't think you can name yourself certain things. I don't know why Spider-Man, I mean, he has movies, but if it's a movie character, he would have just said yes, but he said, I'll give it to you. Unless that's another war tactic. Whereas really, Spider-Man fits 100% into his tower, but he just says, I'll give it to you to throw me off. I'm telling you guys, this man's a war criminal. We gotta lock him up. Solitary confinement. Put him in the proper room. Fill it with rats.
Oh, no, no rats.
I only have two more guesses, and that's why I'm worried, because if I waste these two guesses, then I'll have Spider-Man, but never know what the actual thing was. I could throw away a guess and go with another movie character, but it can't be just that simple because, unless he's playing 4D chess over there and just said, I'll give it to you, when in reality it fit perfectly, then he would just say no to whatever character I say. He has games. That could be a game character. Have I said other game characters yet? I don't think so. Is there a way to knock out both of those categories? Not really, and I'd have to use both of my last guesses to knock both of them out then. So I think I'm just gonna hope it's not movie characters, because he would have. Well, here, you know what? Well, what's her name though? I know. Let's go with Laura Croft, because that would eliminate both categories actually, because she has a movie and she's a movie character and a video game character, so fits both of those roles.
a good guess, but I cannot give it to you.
Okay, well then, this tower. So it went to a 0 out of 10. I'm IBM, 0. Why was Spider-Man, I'll give it to you type thing? So it can't be a movie character. It can't be a game character. It can't, it's not have anything to do with the color red. It's not anything else I said previously. Well, obviously it's not a country because Spider-Man's not a country. I guess it could be superheroes, but he would, unless it's superheroes with powers specifically, but he has Spidey sense, so that's an obvious power. I personally wouldn't have said, I'll give it to you in that case, with that. Like I said, I could be second guessing this and John just said, I'll give it to you and had no meaning to it, but I feel like it's weird to say that though. I wonder if it's like things on YouTube, because he is on YouTube. But again, that seems like it's like not a I'll give it to you situation. That seems more of a yeah, you're that you can have that. I don't know what makes Spider-Man so specific that I already haven't. I mean, is it? There's no way it's like spider related, is it? And he could give it to me just because he shoots webs, like things that shoot webs. Well, spiders are the only things that shoot webs, aren't they? Besides, like, a web gun or something, like, a fictional game. I don't know, man. Oh, I guess it could be... Wait, is it different types of spiders? That'd be really funny. Because then, yeah, you kind of, I mean... That might be a reason he could say, I'll allow it. Because, like, it's Spider-Man. It's not an actual spider, necessarily, obviously, but it's... Based on the name, yeah, we'd have to give it to me. I only have one guess left, though, and it'd be... That's a gamble, for sure. But, because that's the thing, if I figure out the category, I got a tower nailed down. But, there's not, John doesn't even like spiders. There's no way, if he went with type of spiders, I might just have to shoot him with a ray gun. That's just how it has to be. I'll call his brother, well, I'll shoot him with a ray gun, and well, meanwhile he'll stab him. Just the ultimate torture for picking a stupid tower. I don't know, that's the only thing that's coming to mind, though, is the problem. I don't know what would make Spider-Man so... I mean, unless it's comic book characters, because Lara Croft is not a comic book character. But again, it's the same thing of he wouldn't have said, I'll give it to you, unless it had no meaning. Alright, you know what? We're gonna say a Black Widow.
You know what? I'll give it to you.
What? Hang on a minute. Okay, now I'm extra confused. Is it really type of spiders? There's... Okay, here's the problem. I went with Black Widow to be safe, because not only is she a character, it's also a type of spider. Because, hang on, wait a minute. What was the other? I haven't said any other heroes, right? I've only said Spider-Man. I'm trying to think if I said something else that got denied earlier, and that's why superheroes are off the list. Oh, it's just because he said, I'll give it to you. Which, again, if it was superheroes or something, he would have just said, you can have that. Black Widow's the same thing, though. It's like, I'm in the same boat as I was in before I said Black Widow. It's just, I just have a bit more, I just have another tower, a thing in the tower. Freaking, I don't know, man, because Black Widows are poisonous, aren't they? But Spider-Man's not an actual spider, is the thing. Like, that's the thing. It can't be, logically, anyway, it can't be types of spiders, because Spider-Man is a man. It's in the name. If it's just words that have spider in it, then I guess that... No, because Black Widow didn't have spider in the name. It was called Black Widows. I have no clue what this is. I have no idea. This isn't making any sense. Unless this is a complete 40 war tactic by John, then I don't know. So, I'm just going to end my misery. I'm going to say... I swear if it's this. I'm going to say... A Daddy Long Legs.
I cannot give you Daddy Long.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that, and if it was, like I said, I was going to blast you with a ray gun. So what is this tower, and why does Black Widow and Spider-Man give it to me?
So I said, so the tower was Marvel Superheroes.
What?
I said I'll give it to you to Spider-Man because technically he's owned by Sony, but you know, obviously he's a Marvel character. Originally Marvel character, so yeah, I'll give it to you, right? And then, when you said Black Widow, I said it again as a 40 war tactic.
Oh, whatever!
That was already confusing you.
Whatever. So, whatever. I'm winning anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But I was like, I was so close to actually getting the... Because once you find out the tower, you got it set. And I just eliminated Well, I guess I wasn't specific on Marvel superheroes, because I was thinking about maybe saying Batman. But then I was like, that's when I came in to say, like, oh, that maybe he's thinking of superheroes that have actual powers, because Batman doesn't. He's just a guy in a suit that has tech and stuff. And I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll say Black Widow, because if for some parallel universe he's thinking of spiders, Black Widow is a character and a spider, so I could get away with both. So it was like a safeguard. But it didn't help, so I'm still stuck in the same situation. Okay, well, time for my last tower, I guess. So, what's a good tower? What's a tower that John would never even fathom? He couldn't even imagine. Oh, you know what? There's no chance you get this. There's no chance. All right, I got my tower. I wish you the best of luck.
Interesting. I'm gonna get me shampoo.
You cannot have shampoo.
Well, it can't be anything to do with hair. I thought maybe it was bald. I guess a shampoo wouldn't necessarily be bald if you have any hair. So give me Lex Luthor, because he's a bald man.
You cannot have Lex Luthor.
Hey, it's not being bald. Okay. Give me Fettuccine Alfredo.
You cannot have Fettuccine Alfredo.
Hey. And then one of these days.
And Towers 3, someone will finally get it.
Yes. Indeed. Give me a scorpion.
You cannot have a scorpion.
Okay. Give me water.
You cannot have water.
Okay, well, you might be right about me never getting this one. Nope. I'm already going to have my guesses.
Yep, that's true.
Give me being stabbed in a dream.
Being stabbed in a dream? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
You cannot get stabbed in your dream, John.
Yeah, it's not a meme from the podcast. That's certain. Give me Edge of Sleep.
You cannot have Edge of Sleep.
Okay. Well, this is doing great for me. Give me Minecraft.
I have to give that to you, yep.
Okay. So, one could be topics of the podcast. So, getting started with a dream is basically a topic, so I would be upset by that one. could be topics. It could be games we've played together. Could be indie games. It could be blocks. It could be a number of things, I guess. So, I'm going to go give me Undertale.
I'm going to say no to that one.
Okay. Now, it could still be games we played together because, you know, I played it while you watched. It's not necessarily the same thing. But I know it's not indie games. And I know it's something, for sure. Give me any tier list that you've done. You know what? Give me Escape the Backrooms.
You cannot have Escape the Backrooms.
Okay, so it's not games we played together.
I think you have two more guesses? On
channel. It could be that. Give me Five Nights at Freddy's characters.
No, you cannot have that.
Dang.
One more guess. The guess to rule them all.
Minecraft fits, but not indie games, not games we've played together, not tier lists we've done on the podcast. Give me Uno.
You can definitely not have Uno.
Hey.
So, before I give it to you exactly, what's your running theory? Actually got one of them, I don't know. I didn't think you'd get any of them, but you actually managed to get one of them. So,
What is this going to be like? Something that like starts with an M or something like that?
No, it wasn't. And you're gonna riot at what this topic was, and what the thing was, and I'll explain myself in a second. So it's games that I have logged over 200 hours in. And the reason Undertale is a no is because in my lifetime, I've probably played it for over 200 hours, but on Steam, it's not. So I couldn't give it to you. Minecraft is definitely over 200 hours. If you had honestly said Devour, I would have had to give it to you now because I have over 200 hours in that now. Answers, you could have also said, what's the other one? I mean, I know there's five, but there's really only like five answers. That's why I was like, you're never getting these. I was like, there's no absolute chance. Doki Doki Literature Club, that's another one, that you could have said. If you had said, I mean, FNAF would have been wrong, I guess, anyway. But FNAF World, actually, I think FNAF World. Let me just double check. FNAF World, are you over 200? No.
Hey.
Geometry Dash, you could have said as well. Escape the Backrooms, it's up there, but I haven't played it that much. You wouldn't have known this, but Mario Odyssey would have also been an answer. Phasmophobia would have been an answer. So there's a bit more than five, but I was like, there's no absolute chance he gets this, so.
Right, no, that's fair. That's a decent one. I mean, I couldn't know a bunch of them, but.
No, well, that's what I said, you're never good.
That's fair. Right, but I got one, and I'm proud of that. I feel like Undertale got a little bit cheated on.
Because I said logged, that's why I said it specifically logged, because. It's not. Yeah, if I just said games I've played for over 200 hours, I would have had to give you Undertale, because I know I've done that. But I also would have been furious if you got it and didn't know the category. I would have been so upset.
Yes, well, because of that, Jeff wins.
What that? Didn't
this, tweet me at all. So,
this is bullshit the podcast. But yeah, I mean,
obviously, Jeff doesn't exist, so you
win. Yay! I mean, I would have won anyway, because even if we didn't do points, I'd win because I got two of your towers, almost three, and then you just failed. You didn't get. I mean, you got a couple of answers from my towers, but you didn't get a tower. So.
But anyways, I will thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation with you left along the way. If you want to find myself, you can find me over at Jeebus Feebins on YouTube and on Twitch, and then you can find me on Jeebus Feebins VODs on YouTube, which has all my live streams unedited uploaded to the channel, so you can get the full authentic experience. And if you like the podcast, see the Provoked podcast, you like this style thing, you'll love the Minecraft SMP, because it's basically the same thing. It's just us talking while we play Minecraft. So that would be my recommendation to the people who like this podcast. And then you can find Ethan over at FlabsXZGaming on YouTube and on Twitch, although he doesn't stream too much these days, but you never know. And following is free, so there's really no reason not to. And so if you don't, we will have to send an FBI strike team to your location. It's just the way things gotta be.
Yeah, of course.
You can find us over on Twitter or X at The Provokers Pod, and on Instagram at The Provokers Podcast Official, and on YouTube, The Provokers Podcast YouTube channel, which has basically just the podcast. If you just don't like using Spotify, you think it's stupid, or whatever you're listening to this on, you want to listen to it somewhere else, you can check it out on YouTube. And then you can check out our songs, Except John and Except Ethan, both of those on Spotify, Amazon Music, basically anywhere you get your music, you can listen to there. And then you can check out the Patreon. We have a list of tiers ranging from $1 to $100, with each tier getting its own special rewards and perks. And the higher tier you buy, the more rewards you get. When you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord server where me and Ethan are. So you can chat with us, you can chat with the other patrons, all that good stuff. So come hang out with us. And then we have the extended cut episodes, which are 30-minute episodes. First few are $3, and after that they're $5, so you can just get an idea of what that's like and then go from there. But with all that out of the way, we will see you guys next time.